Look, something has developed just in the last day or so which sets a very clear precedent for Gunns to actually pull the plug on the pulp mill. Gunns also were proposing to build a veneer mill at a place called Western Junction. Now, this has only cropped up recently in the last month or so, and similar to the pulp mill, it was met with significant community opposition. The local community in this place concerned about log truck movements and noise and dust and so forth. They mounted a very strong community campaign, and Gunns today, after just 1 month, have agreed to move the pulp mill to an alternative site, and they are citing community concerns and delays in the assessment process.
Gunns claim that the mill will be the world's greenest pulp mill, and overseas investors have been impressed with its commitment to low emissions and other environmental standards. What do you say to that?
Well, look, we believe that's entirely spin about the greenest thing this pulp mill has is the artist's impression of the painting on its side. Clearly, from the fact that it is so heavily dependent upon native forests, when around the world, in places such as Brazil, in Uruguay and other places, there are pulp mills that are 100% based on plantations. So this alone puts it into a second-rate, third-world pulp mill, because it is going to be dependent on native forests.
A Gunns spokesman was unavailable to talk, but has said the company aims to be using 100% plantation timber in 6 to 7 years. The reason for this is that old forestry timber holds only 19 to 22% of fibre compared to the plantation timber, which holds about 28% of fibre. The site proposed by Gunns is located in the Bell Bay Valley, which is already home to heavy industry. I asked Vicar Bailey how the pulp mill was any different from these existing industries.
Well, look, this is also a bit of a grey area. The Tamar Valley as a whole is one of Tasmania's premier tourism routes. It is true that in the vicinity there, a kilometre or more up the coast or up the river, there is a gas-fired power station, and further north again, there are Comalco's aluminium smelter and so forth, and there is a woodchip mill adjacent to where the pulp mill is. But to say that this is industrial heartland to the tune of what many people in mainland Australia would, the vision that would conjure up, is simply not true.
Our Environment Minister Peter Garrett has already approved 4 of the 16 planning modules from Gunns. Why is the government not opposing this?
Both the Tasmanian and the federal governments have taken a very narrow view of their responsibilities to assess this pulp mill. The Tasmanian government passed special fast-track legislation to ensure that the pulp mill would be built, and previous Environment Minister Malcolm Turnbull took a very narrow view of his responsibilities as the Federal Environment Minister to assess it, and chose only to look at very specific aspects of the Act that he believed he needed to address. This left out things such as climate change. There has not been an assessment done on the climate change impacts of the pulp mill and the logging and the amount of greenhouse gas emissions that the logging will cause. So there are holes throughout the assessment processes. There are plenty of grounds upon which both the state and the federal government could have opposed this pulp mill, and we believe that they should have opposed this pulp mill. But sadly, politics or some other kind of influence got in the way, and they saw fit to actually rush through special legislation that actually approved the pulp mill, despite so many different aspects actually going totally unassessed.